when you raise a hallelujah, things happen. And my talk today is going to be sort of woven in there a little bit. So if we could put up the PowerPoint, Sarah, that would be great. And some of you will notice who've been to the carol service that my talk today is kind of linked to the carol service talk that I did, Follow the Star. Because, do you know, on the 6th of January, in a lot of countries, they celebrate Epiphanies, which is when the wise men, the Magi, came to see Jesus. But I think we need to follow the star into 2021. Was it this year that was it Jupiter and Mars converged, or was it two planets anyway? I'm not really into that sort of thing. I'm sure Tom knows. But there were two planets that came together, and they thought maybe that was the Star of Bethlehem. But this year we're going to follow the star into 2021. And obviously, you know what I'm like. The star is going to stand for different things. So if we can have the next one up, Sarah. Because for me, the S, now in the carol service, it was surprise. But do you know what? I think God wants us to seek the surprising suddenlies of God. He wants us to declare the good news of great joy, which is what the angels appeared and they said to these downtrodden shepherds who were in a time of grief and struggling and oppression, and they were in a great place themselves. You know, they were the lowest of low jobs. And the angels appeared to them and said, good news of great joy. And we said last week, Dave was talking about expect the unexpected, and Ruth talked about accelerating the expected. I believe God wants to do those things. He wants us this year to expect the breakthrough. And I put in brackets there, the unlikely, the unreasonable, the illogical, the humanly impossible, the things that maybe you've given up on. And are those people that you want to see come to know Jesus? Why not 2021? Let's pray that they will come to know Jesus in 2021. Your family, your friends, your work colleagues, the people that you are living next to every day that don't yet know Jesus, they have to know him. This is important. This is crucial. It's not like, yeah, if you want to. It is life and death. And so I want this year to be a year when I've said that, ignite our prayer life to new levels. Ignite our prayer life to new levels, to seek the surprising suddenlies of God. And God is amazing. You know, I was looking through the prayer text. I've saved all the prayer texts that Chris sent out, you know, all the prayer chain. And I've gone from January, and I've been just so blessed that I've only got to April. But as you go through, you can see the amount of things that we've prayed for, been called to pray for. And within that, there's answers to prayer as well. You know, and there are other times when we haven't seen an answer, but we have stood together as a church and prayed. And I know for me in my situation, I haven't said to Chris, or can you send out a thank you text for everybody because it's really helped me at school today. But I know people have been praying for me. I've got people in the church who are regularly sending me texts saying, I'm praying for you today, Mike. And I can tell, because I can face things with that. So whatever it is, I would suggest that today sit down and reflect on what God has done in 2020, the prayers he has answered to build up your faith, the amazing, because he has done amazing things over this last year. And I'm not going to start naming them all now, but we mentioned a few last week. So today, reflect on and write down the amazing ways in which God has answered prayer over just this year. And then I want us to do a list of breakthrough things that you want breakthrough, maybe personally, maybe for the church, maybe for our church building, maybe it's for the local area, maybe it's nationally, maybe it's for the whole world. We're praying for Elisha in Kenya this morning in our prayer meeting. Where do you want God to break through, and spend time and expect that he will do that? Thanks, Sarah. Let's go to the T. And do you know what? I've done so many PowerPoints over so many years, and this is the most powerful slide. I was just looking at this, and this word T is for trust. As we go into 2021, and I began to get all the pictures of times in the scriptures where God proved that he could be trusted. Times where God proved that he could be trusted. And some of those you will know straight away what they are. You've got David and Goliath. You've got Peter drowning as he stepped out in faith. You've got Daniel in the lion's den. If there's some you may not recognize there, we've got there on the top right, we've got Esther, when her people were about to be massacred. And she was the right person in the right place for such a time as this. And maybe that's you. Or the person down there on the bottom right is the widow of Zarephath, where her oil ran out and she was going to cook her last meal. And for some people, maybe at the moment, thinking, where's the next meal coming from? And God stepped in. you know, there's the Wall of Jericho, there's the fiery furnace, there's so many things that I need a bigger slide, because there are so many pictures there in the scriptures. Can we put the next slide on, Sarah? Thanks very much. So God is calling us this year to really trust in him. Again, in the prayer meeting this morning, Dave was talking about putting on Christ. I know Tom's been talking about that in the devotional, to put on Christ. And here we see some of these amazing verses. I'll talk about the shower in a minute. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 to 8. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit. Wow, I'd love to be like that. I'd love to be somebody without fear, that has no worries, that always bears fruit. You kind of think, well, how do we do that? And Psalm 1 tells us, it says, delight in the law of the Lord. Blessed the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sin, or sit in the seat of the mockers, but he delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water. He yields its fruit in season. His leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. So what does the Bible says? It says, get into the Word of God. Get into the Bible. Read the Bible. So not only this year do we want to ignite prayer to new levels, but we want to get the scriptures into our heads and into our hearts. So there in the shower, I don't take the Bible with me into the shower, because I've memorized scripture. So what I do in the shower in the mornings, not that you really want to know this, but anyway, in the shower in the mornings, I quote scripture. I mean, that's one of the verses that I quote. Bless, be still and know that I am God. I mean, it's fantastic to get scripture into your head, because there are times, I mean, think about Richard Wurmbrand, or think about Corrie ten Boom. And these people, they knew the scriptures. So whatever circumstance you're in, you've got scripture straight away that you can go to. So I do that in the shower, I do it in the car on the way into work. I know some people have got David Suchet on their phone reading the Bible. You can do that. But whatever it takes, whatever it does. And that Psalm 145, verse 13, Beth read out this morning in our prayer meeting. And it's an amazing, just read it in your own time. It's absolutely amazing verse. So this year we are going to be having our small groups. We begin to put our small groups together. The purpose groups haven't finished yet. We've got a few more, a couple more sessions with the purpose groups. But then we're going to get into some real deep scripture reading. We're going to look at something from the Bible Society. So we're really excited about that. We'll let you know more about that at some point in our groups. Thanks very much, Sarah, for the next one. So we're seeking God, we're trusting God, and we're going to adore God this year. Revelation 2 verse 4. God for some reason put Ephesians on Adrian's heart a few weeks ago, and I kind of thought, what's that all about? But actually, this is part of the letter to the Ephesian church. In Revelation 2 verse 4, it says this: you have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. God is just simply calling us to love him, you know, like he just wants us to love him. He's not saying do this, do that, do the other. He's just saying love me. I just want you to love me. Because earlier on, I've not read it out, but earlier on, he says to the Ephesian church, I can see that you're working hard. I can see that you've done so many things. You've worked hard. But look, listen, I want you to love me. And so there's a call for us to prioritize above all other loves Jesus, and to explore new and exciting ways to worship and adore him. And that could include holy, powerful silence. I was just in 3 minutes of silence this morning. But within that, as we do that, that's when we begin to put on the armor that we need. You know, we kind of clothe ourselves in the armor. We clothe ourselves in Christ, and we do that through, like we've just heard, that raise a hallelujah in the situations that we're in. Raise worship. So God is calling us to worship. He's calling us to seek him in prayer. He's calling us to trust him through his word. He's calling us to adore him in worship this year. And I know it's hard because we're not together yet. We will be at some point, and that's going to be an explosion of praise when we all get together. And I think we should hire out the community centre or somewhere like that. You know, it's the biggest place possible. Get all the churches and homes together and get a big band going. I mean, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? But at the moment, we've got such a glorious opportunity to access the songs that we have done on the Zoom that we've not heard before. And that's so exciting. As we do that, we put on the armor of God. And then the last one, thanks very much, Sarah, for the last slide, is to rejoice. The R in star is rejoice. And as I said at the carol service, it's not a response to our circumstance. That's not what rejoicing is. Rejoicing is a response to the glory of God. And so I just think we need to put down our phones, turn off the news, and notice the many, 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 many daily glories of God. The many daily glories of God. And as Liz, I thought Liz was going to preach me a sermon earlier on, give thanks every day. Let's just do what Liz said. Wake up in the morning with a thankful heart and really give thanks as often as possible throughout the day. And in particular, I think, linking in with what Andy said before, thank God for others. Paul does it all the time in his letters. You can see him doing it, that he gives thanks for, and then he lists a whole load of people. And let's do that. Let's wake up in the morning and give thanks for all the people in our lives. And maybe especially those people that we struggle with, because we don't always, you know, sometimes the chemistry doesn't always work with the colleagues at work, or the people that we face, or the, you know, the families that we're dealing with, or whatever it might be. Let's give thanks for them. Let's give thanks because God formed them, created them. And as we give thanks for them, you know, I believe that God moves. It's a powerful thing, giving thanks, even for the smallest of things. Give thanks. Ephesians 5, verse 18 says there, give thanks always for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So thanks, Sarah. That's great. So just as we're about to have another bit of a worship song, I want us to follow the star. I want us to seek God in prayer. I want us to trust him through the scriptures. I want to adore him through worship. I want to rejoice him by giving thanks every single day. And as we do those four things, I think we're going to see miracles in our church. I think we're going to see amazing things, amazing movement, not just in our church, but in our nation and our world through the prayers that we pray. And if you, like me, have saved all the prayer texts over this last year from that Chris has sent out, and a big thanks to Chris for doing that, then just be encouraged. I'm at April, and I'm going to go into May and June, and I'm looking forward to doing that over this afternoon. So that's